This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
Rarely does an insect cause political controversy and confrontations between police and protesters, but that's precisely what's happening in the Czech Republic at present. There's a tense standoff in the country's Šumava National Park between environmental activists on the one hand and loggers, locals and riot police on the other over what one politician has described as a quasi-religious dispute over the humble bark beetle. Rob Cameron reports.
Loggers with chainsaws cut deep into an infected spruce tree in South Bohemia's Šumava National Park as police drag an environmental protester out of the forest. The latest incident in a confrontation that's lasted several weeks. It's a dispute that's pitted environmental pressure groups against local people and the police, and politicians against each other. At the heart of the dispute is a creature called Dendrooctonus ponderosae, commonly known as the bark beetle. It can serve as a force for good, chomping away at the bark of weak or dead trees and allowing new, stronger trees to take root. But a mass infestation is beginning to threaten healthy trees, which could decimate the Šumava. The park authorities have therefore begun cutting down infested trees close to an area where nature and the bark beetle was supposed to be allowed to take its course. Jan Strasky is the head of the Šumava National Park.
The bark beetle has spread to such an extent within the no-logging zone where we can't cut down infested trees that the adjacent logging zone where we can cut down trees has become absolutely crucial in the battle against the bark beetle.
Environmental activists have been chaining themselves to trees in a bid to stop the logging. The heavy-handed tactics of the police in removing them have been heavily criticised. But at heart here is a fundamental clash of ideologies over how to deal with bark beetle, to cut down or not to cut down, with many academics and environmental groups saying leaving nature to sort it out is the best course of action long term. Wojciech Kopecký from the Czech branch of Friends of the Earth says the Czech forest authorities are totally in the minority.
Virtually any national park in Europe disagrees with them, whether you look at Germany or Austria, France, Italy, Switzerland or Poland and other European countries. Huge chunks of national parks are left to wilderness and there is no place for intensive clear cuts in national parks in European countries.
The dispute has become political. Press conferences have been called in Prague, and opposition Social Democrat leader Bohuslav Sobotka even put on his hiking boots for a brief photo op in the forest and was heckled by angry locals. Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg, who has some experience of forest management, says the dispute has now descended into a quasi-religious struggle between madmen and thieves. Rob Cameron, Deutsche Welle Radio, Prague.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the program. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.